Good morning. It's Friday, the 28th of November. I'm Sasha Keir with today's headlines. Starting with national news, police and labour inspectors conducted joint checks in Luxembourg's cities Gare and Bonnevoie districts, focusing on cafes, restaurants, drug laws and immigration. Two people were arrested on outstanding warrants and taken to Schrassig prison, while three violations were recorded for tax, drugs and labour law breaches. A young neo-Nazi has been sentenced to 8 years in prison, six of which are suspended after his trial in July, on charges including violations of weapons laws, planning terrorist attacks and membership in a terrorist organisation. He will also serve 5 years probation, conditional on completing a de-radicalisation programme. In other news, Hong Kong fire authorities say they expect to wrap up search and rescue operations today after the city's worst fire in nearly 80 years tore through a massive apartment complex, killing at least 94 people and leaving dozens still missing. A National Guard member has died after being shot near the White House in an ambush that investigators say was carried out by an Afghan national. Sarah Beckstrom died of her wounds and her fellow guardsman Andrew Wolfe is fighting for his life. At least 80 people have died and dozens more are still missing after devastating floods hit Indonesia this week. Meanwhile, in Sri Lanka, at least 56 people have died and 21 are still missing after heavy rains wreaked havoc on the island this week. Russian President Putin says he's open to peace negotiations, but remains firm unless Ukraine cedes the territories Russia demands, the war will continue. Kyiv has rejected those demands. And the Louvre in Paris is raising ticket prices for non-European visitors by 45% next year, so from 22 to 32 euros after October's jewellery theft exposed security system shortfalls. We'll have more on these stories at 7, and you can also check out rtltoday.lu for all the latest news and updates. This morning starts off misty again today with little to no chance of sunshine. It will be foggy and grey throughout the day with patches of rain. In terms of temperature, it'll be 4 to 6 degrees in the morning, rising to 6 to 8 degrees in the afternoon.